coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy Wednesday, Nathan Zagura. Hump day. By the way, before I always joined by Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl and Brit. Have you seen the new commercial where the people go to the zoo and they're like screaming hump day at the camels?
No, I have not.
You haven't seen that?
No.
Oh my God, it's great. So it's like it's Geico, but it's based on like the original hump day where the camel comes out. Oh, sure. my hump day. And so now it's people going to... It's people going to the zoo screaming hump day at the camels while they're staying there. It's pretty good. Well, it is hump day here. Nathan Zagura, of course, alongside Matt Wilhelm. We are going to continue our position reviews with the running back position today. We will be joined by senior staff writer again, Andrew Gribble, at 1:30 to give his analysis of the running backs. And we will also be joined by a former Browns great running back as well as Ernest Biner. Will join the team. Join us at 2:30, and you know we'll talk to him about things as well as the Cleveland Browns running back. So that he will be with us at 2:30. Andrew Gribble at 1:30 will be with you all show long. 216-578-0850 as we break down this running back position. We'll do that. We'll take your phone calls. 216-578-0850. We talked quarterbacks yesterday. We can continue that discussion if you would like. At 216-578-0850. We've got some interesting hot topics of the day for you as well. And the first one, we're going to start with Colin Cowherd, who had some interesting remarks on the city of Cleveland yesterday. Let's take a listen.
Negativity breeds negativity. And negative people and negative businesses and negative bosses. There's even negative cities that are just depressing. And with Cleveland, let's be honest, this LeBron thing's a mess. Kevin Love's miserable. Kyrie Irving shoots too much. Dion Waiters, they couldn't get him out of town. They gave up Andrew Wiggins. They don't like the coach. LeBron's like, I'm going to take a couple of weeks off. Any little issue in Cleveland grows quickly. There's such a negative vibe. The slightest, smallest seed planted yields a banner crop of negativity. Nothing personally against Cleveland, but it really doesn't rock. It really doesn't.
Well, thanks a lot, Colin.
Yeah.
I don't know in my mind if I like Cleveland, lived here for a long time. I think the Cleveland is fine. I do think it's an interesting topic that's certainly curious to get everybody's take on whether or not negativity does breed negativity, because that's kind of been the theme here for Cleveland sports, certainly over the last, since 2000. It's been a lot of negativity. You've had the good time with LeBron the first time back, but already we're seeing that negativity pop up with the Cavs. Negativity about the Browns, the way the season ended. And now you have Jason Lock and Forrest reports that there is negativity in the front office, between the front office and the coaches. Kyle Shanahan looking to get out of here and move on, whether it be a head coach. He's got an interview with Buffalo tomorrow, or whether it is to go ahead and become an offensive coordinator somewhere else with his father, whatever the case may be there. And that's another interesting one. And certainly the Browns one, the negativity one, we want to hear from you on that. 216-578. Do Browns fans, do we overreact here at the slightest thing that goes wrong, or if anything's negative reported about this team? And this is one example of it, because it does sound like more, dysfunction at the junction. And I can say this. This is my personal experience, and these are things that I know from opportunities I've gotten to spend with Ray Farmer, with Mike Pettine, both in my job description, as the media person, but also in other settings as well, getting to be them around them a lot. The front office, the personnel side in terms of Ray Farmer and his staff, and then, of course, on the coaching side, which is Mike Pettine and his staff. Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer get along incredibly well. They do. They are in lockstep. They have said that. You can hear that from every media opportunity they have, whether it be a press conference, whether it be interviews like the ones that I've done, you'll see on Inside Cleveland Browns. They have a phenomenal working relationship. Are there things that they would like to do better together? Yes, and that's, in fact, what this week is about here in Berea. Coaches, personnel, everybody in the football operation getting together, looking back and saying, hey, for a first-year head coach and a first-year general manager who were not put together at the same time, here's what we did well, here's what I think we need to work on, and here's where we need to improve. Of course, there are going to be growing pains with a first-year head coach and a first-year GM, but their relationship is rock solid, and I can dispel the notion that there is discord between personnel and the coaches. Now, as far as it goes with Kyle Shanahan and the report of, you know, texts being sent down from high-ranking personnel people to the field during games, I don't know if that happened or it did not happen. I know that if it did happen, it was something that was cleaned up quickly and is not an issue that I have heard about at all. So I don't know where these stories are coming from. I don't know if Kyle Shanahan truly is happy or unhappy. I hope he's not. I hope that he stays here because I think he is a very, very good offensive coordinator, and I'd like to have that continuity. As we talked about yesterday in the quarterback review, if you don't have that continuity at the offensive coordinator position, that's going to be another hurdle for Johnny Manziel, a whole new playbook, whole new verbiage, whole new, you know, system to get used to unless you can keep that continuity there. But let me just say once and for all, because – I'm only going to be definitive for you guys on this show about things that I know with 100% certainty. For example, I've told you from day one, 100%, that Justin Gilbert was the top cornerback on the Browns board and that Johnny Manziel was the top quarterback on the Browns board. That was a fact. I'd also told you Jimmy Haslam did not pick Johnny Manziel. That was also a fact. Those have all been proven to be true. I'm saying right now, when you look at this relationship between the head coach of the Browns, Mike Pettine, and the general manager, Ray Farmer, it is rock solid. And I don't think there's any question about that. Are there things that they want to improve upon in their process going forward? Yes, that's what this week is all about. But that one, I can say for sure, is good, very strong. The Kyle Shanahan stuff, I don't know where that's coming from. But obviously, I hope ultimately that it does have a good ending there for Kyle and the Browns.
I definitely hope so, too. And, you know, the one thing in me reading this on ESPN.com and other multiple sources, the one thing that sticks out to me and is still very new to me because I've always been the player and now essentially I'm a part of the media, is these quote-unquote sources. And when you talked about – we talked about this early in the season when, you know, sources were breaking stories. And again, not to talk about the gentlemen like Jay Glazer and Adam Schefter, who I believe are the best in the business and probably – the most valid when they actually take to Twitter or social media of any sort and break a story. There's some certainty behind it as well. And I'm not discounting, you know, the sources here in Cleveland, but or attacking those people in the media for breaking that story. What I'm more inquisitive about is who are the sources in the building leaking this information? And then secondly is what do you have to gain from leaking something negative, as Colin Cowherd said, about the team that you work for that is probably paying your bills, and something and a team that you or organization that you want to see do well, and that is the one thing to me again a new person who is a part of the media that I can't wrap my head around is why would anybody in this building come out with leak anything about negativity in regards to what happens in this building or discontent between coaches or management or ownership or the ticket sales or the marketing department. Why? Unless that person who is the source or the leak or the mole, whatever you want to call it, is looking for some type of upgrade in their personal life and have discontent here about the Cleveland Browns.
Yes, I agree. I think stuff like this needs to be kept in-house, and I think that, it, as I've said again, the one relationship I feel very strongly about is Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer, and they are, as we said this week, having meetings to go through last year. What were the successes? What would we like to do differently so that they can be better, you know, in their second year together? And I think that is totally normal, and that is not a sign of dysfunction. I'd argue that's a sign of absolute great function, great communication, and a desire to improve this process overall. That's why I believe that you go ahead and you know, you do these things. So I think it's good. In my opinion, this is what I believe, you know, this is what I know to be true. That relationship rock solid between personnel and the coaches at the top, general manager, head coach level. So hopefully all of this becomes water under the bridge in terms of the Kyle Shanahan thing. And he stays here and it has an opportunity to continue to build on the offense last year and make it with some continuity for this team, because you don't want a new offensive coordinator in here again, especially when you don't have that quarterback. You don't have somebody who has proven they can handle things going forward. So there we've got that. We'll talk about all of this. 216-578-0850. Certainly the negativity part of it. Again, we'll get into the running backs with Andrew Gribble at 1:30. Matt and I will hand out our grades at 1:45. Continue to take calls and tweets in the second hour. And then Ernest Biner, the former Browns running back, will be with us at 2:30. And it's also Mailbag Wednesday. So don't forget to tweet the show at Browns_daily, at MattWilhelm57, at Nathan Zagura. Use the hashtag mailbag, and we will go ahead and answer the best mailbag questions as well. That's coming up when we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.